summertime tips and fun facts from Paul, Kristen, and Dexter at Total Wine & More.
If you're topping off your burger with grilled onions and blue cheese, pair your work of art with a spicy Malbec.
Nothing beats a buttery Chardonnay with grilled corn on the cob. I'm ready to find you the perfect bottle of white for your next get-together.
Pack up the cooler for this weekend. We've got canned wine and beer ready to throw on ice.
Now with 9 locations in the Bay Area. Visit our newest store at Stevens Creek Central. Shop online at TotalWine.com. The selection is ridiculous. Cheers.
This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Thank you for listening to this podcast from BFM 89.9. I'm Mira Sivasudhi. Now after 8 years on the air, we're bringing the Bigger Pictures Health and Living to you, live, on the ground. A whole day with the experts, debunking myths behind heart disease and diabetes, addressing our love affair with food. Of course, George will be there talking about sperm. So join us at BFM's Health and Living Live 2016 on Saturday, 2nd of April. Go on and register at bfm.my/health.
Good morning. You're listening to Market Watch on The Morning Run, BFM 89.9. I've got Benny Lee, Chief Market Strategist at Jupiter Securities, on the line. Good morning, Benny. Shall we start with catalysts for the week ahead for the market?
Hi, morning, Melissa. I think, we're probably still going to see some bullish sentiment in the market. We have seen bullish performances in the global markets as well. And after the U.S. decided to retain the interest rates at low levels, I think there is probably still some liquidity in the market that will help to boost the market. And of course, our ringgit has also gotten stronger a little bit. And I think the other important factor is that commodities prices have been seen rising. The crude oil and also crude palm oil prices will give a boost in the oil and gas and also plantation sector.
Okay. So let's break that down. Let's look at the ringgit first, and then we'll look at commodities. For the ringgit, now, do you agree with Mark Moebius's comments that the ringgit is grossly undervalued? What's your outlook?
Well, I'm not sure what he meant by really grossly undervalued, but of course, from the movement of the ringgit itself for the past few months shows that the ringgit has really bottomed out. We have seen the ringgit, the US dollar and ringgit pair has not been able to climb above 4 ringgit and 40 cents to US dollar for a few times in the past few months. So that shows that the ringgit has actually found some support, and right now we are seeing a rebound. And the trend in the short term, it shows that the ringgit is actually now quite strengthening. So I think although Mark Moebius says that the price is the ringgit is grossly undervalued, but I think it also helps certain sectors in our industry when the ringgit is weaker. All those companies that are export oriented, and even commodities commodities or plantation sector has been improved as well.
So, do you see this as a continuing trend, this shift away from exporter stocks because of the stronger ringgit? Should it be that investors look at oil and gas counters, perhaps pick up some bargains?
Yeah, I think the export-oriented play has been over. The prices has been rallied for the past 1.5 years, and most of the stocks are overbought on the charts reading itself. So I think definitely it's not a really good time to look at the export-oriented companies anymore at this point of time, because the ringgit, like I said, has also been strengthening. And yes, I think the oil and gas sector will probably be one of the sectors to look at. Prices has been falling. I've been talking about oil and gas sector for the past few months. But I think, if you're looking at oil and gas sector and we have decided to select or pick up some bargains in oil and gas sector, I think the returns we'll probably only see after maybe about 2 or 3 years. Because the oil and crude oil prices will see some volatility in crude oil prices. It is recovering now at the moment, but we probably still going to see some volatility moving forward. So, but I think in the next in the midterm, maybe at least another 1 or 2 more years, we can really see a recovery in the oil and gas sector itself because of these crude oil prices.
What about plantation stocks, Benny? I mean, you mentioned that CPO prices have been recovering. Do plantation stocks look interesting to you right now?
Well, it depends. There are already some counters that are, especially the first liners, the blue chip counters, have already started to move in the past few months. They are not so attractive unless, you know, crude palm oil prices is able to climb towards 2007 to 2009, which are actually a lot of people are expecting, for a lot of analysts and also the industry players are expecting crude oil prices to be at. But there are still a lot of other second liners counters which has not moved, and I think the focus should be on the second liners.
Thanks so much for your time. That was Benny Lee, Chief Market Strategist at Jupiter Securities.
You're still here. Good. Now, if you're listening to this podcast while on the treadmill, you're already off to a good start. If you're not, don't forget to join us at BFM's Health and Living Live 2016 on the 2nd of April. Find out how you can live a better, healthier life. Go on and register at bfm.my/health.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.
Summertime tips and fun facts from Paul, Kristen, and Dexter at Total Wine & More.
If you're topping off your burger with grilled onions and blue cheese, pair your work of art with a spicy Malbec.
Nothing beats a buttery Chardonnay with grilled corn on the cob. I'm ready to find you the perfect bottle of white for your next get-together.
Pack up the cooler for this weekend. We've got canned wine and beer ready to throw on ice.
Now with 9 locations in the Bay Area. Visit our newest store at Stevens Creek Central. Shop online at TotalWine.com. The selection is ridiculous. Cheers!